rush was at Nahara. You have two foods, and the two foods are edible, but you don't like one of the foods. You have apples and oranges. You like apples, you don't like oranges. Is that considered ochel and psolet? Which means if you consider it ochel and psolet, if you consider the oranges, we're going to call that a relative psolet, because it's really not psolet, it's edible, it's a relative psolet, then you can have room. You can only take the apple, you can only take it with your hand, you can only take it miyad. This is really a big subject, machloket amongst the Rishonim. From Tosafot and Masechet Shabbat Ayin Dalet, it clearly says that even in two edible foods, there is a concept called a relative psolet, which psolet to you, which you don't want to eat. From Rashi, it's mashma, not so, that when you have two foods, even though you don't want to eat one of the foods, it's bottom line edible. According to Rashi, a psolet has to be an intrinsic psolet. So we have a machloket Rishonim. Maran, when he brings down in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yutef, in Halakha Gimal, he writes, Hayu lefanav shne mine ochalim me'oravim, borer echad me'acher. Smashma, you could borer anyone you want. Take one from the other. But on Smashma, there's no issue of psalm in that case. Therefore, you could do whatever you want. It's not shayach. Umaniya le'echol miyad. And leave the other one, but as long as you're doing it, le'chol miyad. Which is, you don't have to worry about the psolet factor. You have the other factors, however, you have to be concerned about. That you're doing it with your hand, and you're doing it miyad. The psolet issue is off the table, because, bottom line, they're both achila. The Rama doesn't learn that way. The Rama is mashma that you have to take the one that you want. The Birach has a long discussion from Rambam. It sounds like you could do whatever you want. There's no psalm in such a case. You could pick whatever one you want. And it means that many rabbis that subscribe to that. And therefore, it's mashma, shitat Rambam, shitat Maran, which is the same language as the Rambam, that it should be okay, that you shouldn't have a psolet issue in two foodstuffs. However, the Biur Lacha concludes that since you're dealing with Isur Torah over here, that according to the other rabbis, if you're going to take the food that you don't want, according to Tosafot, you did Isur Torah. Therefore, the Biur Lacha came out, when it comes to Isur Torah, it's better to be Mahmir. And that's where the chief rabbi came out as well over here, where he says, in Shema Shelamo, in Chalik Olachayim Siman Yud, Ve'erachti sham, ve'aleti demekomakom tov lahmir, b'shel Torah. Ve'ledaat, ve'lachush ledaat ha'osim, shematzichim lebro rakamin, shenose le'echol, ata. That's what's halakha l'maaseh. It's a risky business to, you know, not be concerned about these rabbis. And if, even if you have two foodstuffs in front of you, you should be a mahmir, in order to only take the food that you want, miyad, miyad, and not to take the solid food that you don't want and put it on the side, even though, like I said, from Maran it's mashma, it's okay, from Harambam it's mashma, it's okay, and like I said, the Birachan gives a whole list of rabbis that said it's not a problem, but since there's rabbis on the other side, tov lebi, to be mahmir, that's where the poskim come out, halakha, ulam.